T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We're broadcasting live through the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we want to thank them for that, and we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday.
It's a victory Monday because we're all winners, and we will always be winners, and no one's going to drag us down. It wasn't our decision. We didn't do it. Don't blame us. Our thanks to Mr. Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
That decision was made, and we moved on.
It was not ours, though. Let's get that out there. Ray Diaz, bless you, kind sir. Thank you so much.
There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now.
Sean Anderson, you have a beautiful mystery of a future, and thank you for spending your present with us. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah. You better be back here.
And now we get to bring in Layla Rahimi and Dan Bernstein.
Hi, Dan and Layla.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Living the dream.
Good. Bearing down for the big snowstorm, I guess. It's been a long time coming this winter. We've kind of skated by, and they're
get out your woolies, find your boots,
right?
And come on, it's real. Four to eight, thing. Right? That's the expectation.
Yeah,
so
they say
that's
like
enough.
6.5 here in Cook County potentially. They say it's they call it the heart attack snow, the real heavy wet snow that breaks branches.
Snow.
So they say that people who aren't in shape
don't
start shoveling.
That's right.
And high water content. And the good news is, I won't have to shovel a bit of it.
Well, you have children for that.
Correct.
Right? Yes.
It's the best reason to have them.
Best thing about teenagers. Yeah.
Yep.
Send them out in the winter.
When I was a kid, we always joked that we had Russian technology because everything that we used was like, who the hell built this? And how did they mistake that for an engine? We had a battery operated lawnmower, like a car battery. You had to plug it in, carry it out, do it. To shovel snow, and we were required to, we had to use like coal shovels and like these giant metal shovels. Like, you know, the whole idea of a shovel is a light. No, these are like, I mean, honestly, yeah. it was the most difficult. Like, you want to know why I got back issues? It's because my father growing up made us use these shovels to shovel snow.
I mean, go to CVS and spend $9.99 and get yourself a snow shovel.
Plastic.
You know?
That's right? It. Yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah, and if you're a
when
teenager, that's an
Philly,
investment, Dan. Yeah,
right.
I mean,
yeah, makes it
$9.99, and you can make $20 per driveway, or you go around the neighborhood. That was a money making scheme.
Yes.
You wanted snow when you were a kid.
See, I didn't know about this stuff, and then when I moved to Philly, this is 2014 from Houston, where I had lived in Houston, Austin, San Diego, and other Texas locales. My friend got me a snow brush and just handed it to me for my car. And I'm like, what is this contraption? And they were like, it's a snow brush. And I'm like, snow brush? So I had to learn everything.
What was
and
your
I did
experience?
Shovel snow, actually, because I found it quaint at our house
quaint.
In Philly.
Quaint.
But somehow I've avoided the big snowfalls here. The big one in 2018, I was out of town. That's when I was in Korea for the Olympics. So I missed it. So I've successfully avoided all of the major snowfalls here. And even though I'm not going anywhere except to put my boots on and walk outside to run errands, I'm genuinely curious. But I was told this in Philly. Do not, under any circumstances, bring an umbrella outside for snow. You'll get beat up. It's a sign of weakness. But apparently here it's okay. And I found that fascinating when I moved.
What would you do with an umbrella? How do you shovel snow with an umbrella?
No, but if you walk outside and it's like that wet snow where you're like in the tweener stage and you don't quite know if it's raining, snowing, or just snowing, snowing. People use umbrellas to walk around. And I'm like, what is this?
I've never seen that. I mean, if you could somehow put one over your head, I suppose, while you shove. Don't you need your hands and your body to get into it? Can I get myself the heart attack?
There's few better workouts than shoveling your driveway. Because then you just start soaking and sweat and you get done with it. And like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I worked out. And
oh,
then
my God. That's what happened to me on Saturday. I had the most unplugged. I did my regular workout. And then I went outside, and my parents, actually, they had to come downtown. They stopped by, so we had sort of an outside, socially distant little hangout on Saturday with the kids before she goes back to college on Wednesday. They wanted to stop by. And I noticed that we had, in front of our house, we had done, all of us in the Homeowners Association had done these little, like, Christmas light tunnels using PVC pipe to make these arches, and then we draped, and it was really cool because all the homes did them, and the kids in the neighborhood would sort of walk through these tunnels that we did. And I told my son, I said, look, go take it down, break it all down, store it in the garage. And he did, and he said, but I couldn't get the anchors out from outside the sidewalk. And I didn't know what he meant until I walked out there and I hadn't seen him. And it's like a 10-inch piece of rebar that was jammed in when the ground was softer and now is frozen in, and it's right up against the street. So, like, any one of these could take out a car door. Somebody could just, and, you know, and I got liability issues if somebody's going to open a car door into a piece of rebar that's sticking up. So my project on Saturday, I'm like, how the hell? It's frozen now. They're a good 6 inches into the ground. So I got a hammer, and I got a pitcher. You should be laughing already. And I got a pitcher of hot, steaming hot water, not quite boiling. And I spent an hour intermittently pouring water at the base of each piece of rebar and smacking it with a hammer as hard as I could in any direction.
I've got an image of you with your tongue pressed against the thing, and you're trying.
But I had to do this like three different times, and I'm going from one to the other to the other, and I got him, but it was like extracting teeth. But doing this, I can only imagine what I looked like. And I came in, and I'm absolutely covered in mud, like spattered in mud, because I'm smashing like muddy water with a hammer. It was brutal.
Should have put that
Sounds
on the Twitch
cool.
stream.
Yeah.
It would have been great. I mean, great content.
For anybody to wonder, what the hell is that crazy man doing? What is he? He's pouring water in there, and he's smacking something with a hammer that's hard to see from distance, and it's making this horrible noise. It was just, it's one of these, like, the last thing I saw myself doing, and I came inside covered in mud and sweating profusely. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Ray, I think we just found our new drops for Dan for the open. Start it with, what is that crazy man doing?
I feel like a grown-up could walk up and just pull that thing out of the ground, Dan.
Probably right. I've got, like, my neighbors are actually, you know, like, they have, like, a bandsaw in their garage, and I got another guy who actually work on cars. This one guy actually, like, races cars up at Elkhart Lake, so, like, he's got every tool, and he'll come by and sort of, like, look at me and, you know, they're like, you need yourself an Allen wrench there, huh? I'm like, what? Hold on a second. Oh, he'll walk over like, yeah,
what's an Allen wrench?
Yeah. Who's Allen?
Who's Allen? What's he going to do without his wrench?
I have the Woody Allen wrench. It's remarkably effective.
And I hold it like this, and I
didn't know what to do. So I have to have one of the serfs come over and help. I have several neighbors that just look at me as that guy who, like, has no concept of how to do anything, and they're right.
That's beautiful. Layla, what was your first snow experience then? Because you probably didn't see it until you were, well, maybe you went skiing as a child. What was your first snow experience?
I did go skiing, but in North Texas, you get what I call the North Texas special. You get ice. We've had a few ice pellet instances here in Chicago, but it's mostly just a massive, I don't even know how to put it unless you live there. It's just an ice storm. Everybody who covered the Super Bowl, I think, in Dallas in 2009 got to experience
it. Shut down
it.
The city entirely.
Yeah, and they don't have salt trucks. They have sand trucks. Like, people don't understand that, like, winter is just more expensive to maintain in Texas unless you are from another state. They really don't get that. So I'll never forget, like, you know, just there's no kind of ingenuity, like panic ingenuity, knowing you have to go to class or something and you can't get out. Like, I tried to start my car one time and my tires wouldn't move. And I'm like, why are my tires not moving? I realized it was because there was all this ice that had built up in the gates of the wheels. So I had to learn how to, like, I got my brother's old skateboard that he had broken in half, the deck, and started, like, hammering out the ice from underneath my wheels so that way I could turn my tires to, like, actually go to work. But, like, one time my mom was like, yeah, I'm snowed in. And this is when I had moved to Philly. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, the snow stopped 3 days ago. And she's on a driveway that's got to change in elevation. There are a lot of hills. And she goes, well, it hasn't melted yet. And I go, well, have you tried moving it, like shoveling it to the side or, say, salt? And she goes, salt? And that's what it's like growing up in Texas. You just wait for it to melt.
Yeah, my experience, so there's no southern winters. Like when I was in North Carolina, everybody just loses their mind. They have no concept of what to do. People don't even know how to walk. It's the strangest thing. And I know Jason Goff had some great stories from Atlanta about people just, you know, really not understanding how to drive, how to move, what to do when, you know, and I get it when you're that unprepared. And probably the way general trends are going, we're going to be a subtropical climate anyway in 10 years and no one will have to worry about it.
It's more of an ice challenge, isn't it, Layla? Because you can't romanticize winter when you're talking about ice. Nobody sits there and looks out the window and says, oh, isn't that look pretty as the ice forms? No, you're like, oh, my gosh. Whereas you can watch snow. And some people will enjoy watching the snowfall later today because there is something about that is pleasing. You know, it's winter in Chicago.
Yeah, the lyrics are not, I'm dreaming of a slick and dangerous Christmas.
Right. Right.
I mean, that would be kind of cool now that I think about it. Right. That's not the worst thing ever. It is easy to find calm when you know how to navigate it and you have the proper tools. Yes. To everyone here, the first snowfall is quaint. But to me, it was terrifying because I can't drive in it. So, yeah. For everybody who just sits there looking peacefully outside and they're like, this is nice. I'm like, oh, my God. What am I going to do?
I remember
they canceled school at the threat of snow. It only got to 30, and that was enough for them to cancel it.
There was an ice storm in Atlanta at the Super Bowl 1 year, David.
Yes.
Is that, do
yes.
you remember that? Yeah.
Yes, I
so,
do.
So we, I'm walking, the night before, these guys from Jacksonville are like, you know, they rush past me out of the elevator. I'm like, where are you guys going? Getting supplies. They were like heading to the gift shop to buy stuff because they thought they'd
toilet
be
paper.
Stuck in the... Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you doing? And I remember getting up in the morning, the ice storm had hit, and got a cup of coffee and walked outside and just watched cars. It was that, what's the big strip in Atlanta where all the hotels are, like Sunflower, whatever, Flower Street, I don't know what that, LaFleur Street. These cars would try to make it up, and then they would just go down and crash. And there was like six or seven of them, and it was like, wow, this is unbelievable. Like, you couldn't stop staring at it, and you're just standing there like, this is phenomenal. How
the opposite of that, I remember it was late January of 90, it was the winter of 93, I think. We were in Fargo. We were playing the Fargo Fever and staying in downtown Fargo, and it was 26 below pre-wind chill. And then the storms was coming in. So we're in this hotel. The heaters in the rooms can barely keep up. And it was like a hotel/casino. But when I say casino, I mean there are like two tables with this old guy smoking, dealing blackjack. It was like this really the most rinky-dink thing you can possibly imagine. And all of a sudden, the bar starts getting really crowded with people just arriving and heading into the bar. It's like, what's going on? Like, yeah, the snow's coming. Like, okay, well, why, you know what we always say, that you'd rather, if you're going to be trapped, you'd rather be trapped at the bar than trapped at home.
Is that your Dakota accent? Yeah.
And I was like, what? Like, they decided if they're going to be snowed in, they wanted to be snowed in the bar and have to wait there rather than be trying to get to the bar. Like, that's an interesting way of living one's life.
That's experience.
Yep, it must be.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. What have you today?
We're going to talk to Sam Acho in just a couple of minutes because he's a big fan of the Bears' new defensive coordinator, and he's going to give us a scouting report on that. We'll talk a lot of football today. We're going to do a midday midway and then Hub Arkish at 11, all kinds of surprises.
Have a good show.
All right, have a great one.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!